today is 12 October, excuse me, it's 17 October, 1970, and I got your tape, dated 12 October today, and I was so glad to get it. It was quite nice to hear from you. I'm going to say, give me some trouble, this tape is. I can't seem to get a recording of it on the tape. And I haven't figured out what it is yet. I don't know if it's the tape that's not putting out, or just what it is. So I want to stop here and try to play it back, see what kind of volume I'm getting, etc. Hooray for our sound. Well, I finally got the thing on ready. I'll get it to guitar any better. I think we're not going to have much trouble now. Just this volume up here. Didn't tell me. Let's see today exactly how these are recorded were. They were better than the last one, so. Or the ones I made on the small tape recorder. This one really was. You had some good points in the when I sent you a tape, you put it on your list. That was okay. When you sent me a tape, I put it on your list. Well, I'm already looking at tape. I've not begun it. Guess what? That's not my whole objective at all. I do have some objectives at the end of this one. One thing I'm really concerned about was personal appearance and what you thought of me and Jim. Especially you said that either of us came home long hair, just need to come. Well, there you go. If you play so much on the quality of your voice and their hair, then you have failed miserably. It's not me. You are even an even mother. That's all you care about is the looks of your son. Does not make a bit of difference. But not to have a child. It's a quality of man, you did not state your son as I hope you would state such. You'd have said your dad and I would not like to see you wearing long hair. I could accept that. If you didn't even want to see us in the world on that, it's another way of looking. To you, the words are the same. Use the same words, but not in the same order. Totally different, and they have a totally different meaning. Change that order around. And I'm not regretting it, as you guys have said before. But, him most disappointing. You place nothing but what you think I should look like or Jim looks like, then I'm just a lot. It's not. Not everybody. I don't care who you are, big, small, rich, fat, poor, ugly, and beautiful. Has a right on right to believe the way they want to. Here is a place where you fail, I think. And believe me, the way you believe is dishonor. That's for you to believe one way, that you're wrong to believe another. Nothing against that. But to say someone is wrong, they're dead wrong, if they don't believe exactly like you, they're not as good as you, so to speak. If they don't believe exactly like you, or your children could dress different in the way you want them to, their appearance would be different, drastically different if you don't put it that way. You're wrong. You really are. Because as an individual, I have my own rights to dress the way I believe, to alter my appearance. And my appearance does not, as the type of person I am, Nor does your appearance make the type of person you are. You've not changed your hairstyle since you was 15 years old, Mother. If you did, you would not be Bonnie Faye Phillip Sims. I like you the way you are. I might like you differently. That's neither here nor there. But if I let my hair grow out, that's not going to change me being some other person what I already am. It won't make me less of a man, I'm more of a man. And you stated, I'm going to quote Kurt Bader, I mean, if I'm correct, this is at 10 o'clock, it's 10 after 10, I got the weather at noon. You stated, man with long hair couldn't keep it clean, it's dirty. By the same way, a woman with long hair has dirty hair all the time. But sex has nothing to do, sex, gender, to be exact, has nothing to do with a person can keep long hair clean or not. Now, you think I'm preaching your sermon. I am. I'm most disappointed in some of the things you taught me. And then you go back. One of the things y'all taught all the kids, especially dad, is to think for ourselves. Not to believe the way you do, because that's the way you believe. To find our own answers and to believe our own way. To seek our own beliefs. To seek the truth in our own way. If it be your way, good. If it be another way, good. And then you turn around. Because I want to do something different, you start condemning me. Make your mind up. What side of the fence are you on? Do you believe in the right of an individual to believe his own way, or do you not? Oh, yes. But about your children, do you believe they have their own rights? You sin? Your parents, and if they do, you sin? If they are, they still correct. What's right for me may be wrong for you. What is right for you may be also wrong for me. Each person has to find himself in this world. Each person is different. I wouldn't want to keep dwelling on this subject too long. It really bothers me. Because if I come home with hair down to my collar, over my ears, you're going to say, well, my son is a hippie. You turn your back on me? Is that what you're saying? Well, I want an answer. And, a direct answer. I won't get to listen to this tape. I'm going to listen to it last time. I'll keep every tape you sent. I'm going to compile an album sometime. And, what I really did is a paper. Long tapes. Each tape is 6 points. Maybe you send me a tape and I send you an answer to the tape. Tape on my phone. Now, is this old business of getting back to the appearance business? Times have changed. And you cannot know. They'll jump into the Bible and say, oh, a man sinned if you don't look like a man. You can't look like a woman. Okay, maybe it does say not to look like a woman. But what? When this is written, you are a man, you don't know what the men look like, you don't know how to look like. All you can go by is the standards of today, or the standards of 20 years ago. Maybe the standards 20 years ago were sin, but they were really sin 2,000 years ago. This book was written. I'm not claiming to be any God. But if you think men 2,000 years ago had given Get a nice quick cut with a flat top. All white sidewalls, military likes to do this haircut. Peel porcupine, I was in high school. And I suggest you do that when your history will do. If you think. He always had a nice straight razor. Or nice scissors to keep your haircut sharp. Thanks again. I don't know how long ago scissors were. Now, only thing now, seems like plucking it out or breaking it, hair by hair, possibly a knife. A knife is not a very good pocket to cut your hair with. So, I can't really say what they look like, but I don't think you can tell me what they look like either. And this is the point I'm trying to make. Whatever they look like, they look different than women. I mean, they wear beards. I wonder why they distinguish between a man and a woman. Not many women can grow a full beard. So, the men that they look like, the men that look like men, and women look like women, is good. Now that they're talking about men dressing in women's clothes, trying to look like women. But not everybody is. Because I have long hair, because I have short hair, doesn't make me look like a man, or more or less a woman. You take the leaders of this country. Look at George Washington. What is the most famous picture of George Washington? It's a picture of him. Sort of on the side. He's looking sort of his right shoulder. Drawn by an artist, guy doing it. In the lower portion, I guess they put his chest down, about a third of that area. It's not finished. But he had a long hair done. Who is calling? White man. Clean shape. So, I'm not advocating for that you like long hair. I'm advocating you let me be the way I want to be. You accept me the way I am. And if I change, you accept me that way. Don't put me up to some ideal in your mind. If I'm not that way, I condemn you. But I don't condemn you the way you look, okay? If you want to grow long hair, alright. If you want to cut it off, I wear a blue wig, I could care less. I wouldn't think less of you as my mother. But you would think less if I let my hair grow 2 inches longer than it is. Then if I grew a full beard. If I did this or that. And you didn't pursue particularly like it. Well, this tape is running short. I'll turn it over on the other side. I'm going to go ahead and finish this thing tomorrow. I've got the flight. I'm going to finish tonight. I've got the flight tomorrow. So, can't stay up too long. Let's say it's at 10 o'clock at night. Good sleep. Well, I don't know if you want to have the kids listen to this tape. I'm at. Take it over and get it. None of you may. But I think the sis is not. You and Dad can understand the way I feel. There is too much today. People aren't supposed to be as they are. That's why I'm divorced today. I'm not married. Because the woman I married will not accept me as I am. Well, she accepted me, but she wasn't satisfied. She changed me into a person. I was not what your woman said. That was part of the problem. Leave a person. That's one reason I really can't do it. I have no trouble being along with people. If it happens to me. I want people to accept me as I am. from religion.
Yes, sir.
And I'm stuck up. Besides that, that's Richard Wayne Sims.
That's it.
It's good nights, it's good night. Sweet Papa Joe, good sweet Papa Joe.
But mine is still Richard Wayne Sims.
Because that is a kind.
And
don't try to change me, it's something you know. Here, even about the law, you accept me as a now, I'm not accusing you, or as an individuals, wanting to change me. But if I do change, accept me as I am. You haven't changed a bit in the last, well, I can remember 18 years. Real good. I can remember you real good in the last 18 years. He's saying, gain, lose a little weight. Worry about it. And get a few worry about it. You wear the same dress you did. Hey, in Oklahoma, you got 20 pounds that you and Dad's telling me, and he told me, I'm talking about a lot about you. You had been raised, you're just as mature now as you were when you married him. In some ways, you're more mature.